Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Redmond TV. This is the post-match podcast after Liverpool beat Wolves by 2 goals, 2-1. To kick things off, here's Ross's match reaction.
Hello, welcome to Redmond TV. It's match reaction time. Liverpool beating Wolves by 2-1. I'm still trying to take all that in. A good result in the end. Poor performance, I thought, from Liverpool. I spent the last 10 minutes of that game convincing myself that 1-1 was a decent result, an extra point on the board. My mood was pretty bad, to be fair, and it's just mad how footy can change it. It's mad how you put another poor performance and come away with another 3 points. First half, I thought Liverpool were in control. Obviously, the early goal helps Jordan Anderson getting in front and nodding at home. And Liverpool took the foot off the gas in that respect. They were passing the ball around well, just tiring Wolves out, and there wasn't any need to play heavy metal football. There wasn't any need to go and press or go high or, you know, play fast football in that respect. It was about tiring Wolves out. Wolves have played a hell of a lot of football this season, and to try and tire them out, I thought, was quite a good tactic. It all changed second half. Obviously, Mane goes off with an injury, you know, apparently to hamstring as a precaution. I don't know, I'd love to know more on that later. And Minamino comes on, who's a bit of a surprise, to be honest. You know, Divock Origi, he's on the bench. You think he's normally the first port of call. Minamino obviously hasn't played that much football for Liverpool, and it's a tough game to come into as well. I don't think it's a criticism of him, but as the game went on, you kind of noticed he wasn't 100% on his role where he should be, you know, where he needs to be when we're not in possession of the ball, and kind of helping Trent out on that right-hand side in the second half, because he kind of switched with Mo Salah. But, you know, in second half, Wolves came out, Wolves gave it everything. You know, we knew they posed a threat. We knew we've got players like Neves, Moutinho, Adam Traore has been in good form recently, and he caused our full-backs problems time and time again. They got in behind. Jimenez as well obviously gets the goal. It was a really good goal, actually. He's really taken well, but again, they got him behind. There was loads of space. Liverpool running back towards the goal, and he can't defend that. I think Trent was defending for the corner, but it's a good leap, good finish, puts it in the corner, and there's not a lot Alisson can do about that. I think you have to give credit where it's due. In fact, while I'm on that, I think there's been loads of calls so far this season that, you know, the Premier League shit and Liverpool are so far out because the league is shit. I think there's a lot of teams, you know, Man United, Chelsea, Spurs, Arsenal are all shit by their own standards. Give some credit to Wolves. Let's give credit to Sheffield United as football fans and actually respect what they're doing as football teams. And, you know, tactically, I think they were very good. Yes, you can say Liverpool were poor at the same time, but they pinned us back, they pinned our full-backs back, they congested the midfield, they congested, you know, further up forward, and kind of, you know, players like, I would say, Chamberlain, who I don't think he had a great game, but that's, you know, Wolves talking about the game in that respect, you know, they played a high-pressing game as well. And as I said, I was resigned to just a 1-1. You know, my mood was terrible. I was like, fucking hell, like, this is how spoilt we are. We're talking to a Wolves fan on the way out, and he's like, he's just spoilt because, you know, how well we're doing. But, you know, that's just where we're at. And, you know, these Reds don't think any different. This Liverpool team doesn't think any different. Whereas I'm, as a fan, for the first time in a while, I've gone, okay, yeah, 1-1's a good result. Wolves are a good side. You know, I'll pretty much take that given on the performance that we've gone. And then Bobby Firmino just pops off and puts the ball in the back of the net, and we go fucking wild. I think it's absolutely brilliant. In the finer points of the game, I thought we did have chances to score. I think Mo Salah had, you know, two or three chances where he could have either scored himself. I think in the first half he could have played Minamino in, and he didn't. Oxlade-Chamberlain, before he went off, he did the same thing as well. I think, you know, could have played him in. But, you know, that's not a criticism of Mo Salah. It is because he's not scored. But I like that hunger in him. You know, that's not a criticism of him. He's a forward player. He wants to score goals. I think he has to do his decision making. He can work on sometimes. But he puts him in the back of the net. We're not having a conversation. We're not slagging him off. And we won anyway. So, you know, who really gives a shit? But overall, you know, me and Tom were talking, I just came out, we've been shit, you know, in a nutshell by our own standards, and not for the first time of the season, but we come away with 3 points. That all that matters. Come the end of the season, I'm not going to bother about the performance, because we're about the 3 points. We extend our lead at the top of the Premier League by another 3 points. We've got another game in hand against West Ham. You know, we can push that even further, and you know what, the next run of games that we've got are a lot easier than that. Wolves is one of the toughest games that we've got left. I think with them and Man City away are the toughest ones, so for us to come and get 3 points from them with that performance, I think it's absolutely fantastic. Anyway, enough of my opinion, get yours in the comments below, let me know your thoughts on the match, let me know who stood out for you. I thought Jordan Henderson was a standout for me again, and Joe Gomez I thought was absolutely excellent tonight.
So that was Ross's match reaction. Due to a few little difficulties post-match, this is Leanne's player ratings from the studio.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. We've had a few technical issues, so I bring you the player ratings today after Liverpool beat Wolves 2-1. I'm going to start with the goalkeeper, as usual. I think Alisson made a few big saves when Liverpool needed him most. Done it a few times this season with decisive saves, so I'm going to give him an 8. I think, you know, those were moments where Liverpool could easily have gone behind or lost the game, and he stood up to all, so 8 for Alisson. Moving forward, Joe Gomez, I'd give an 8 as well. I think he was very, very good alongside Virgil van Dijk. Lots of pace at the back, which we needed because of Adama Traore. Recovery, really, really good. Really strong partnership with van Dijk, and good to have him back in the team. Van Dijk, also an 8. A couple of really good interceptions. There was one moment in the first half, or second half actually, where he bodies Jimenez and then he ushers Nito out of play. So I think, you know, his quality in defending is so clear to see from any Liverpool fan now. Trent and Robbo, I think they had a tough game. I'd give them both 6s. I think, you know, from an attacking perspective, they struggle because of the way Wolves set up. But they also did their jobs defensively. Trent obviously gets the assist for Henderson's goal and does a couple of really, really good crosses there. Robbo probably is not his best performance, maybe one of his worst this season, but I think that says more about his consistency and quality elsewhere than tonight's performance. Moving into midfield, I'm going to start with Genie. Genie, I thought, was good. Again, he does a lot of the dirty work. Doesn't usually get noticed because he's not contributing goals and he's not necessarily the furthest back like a Fabinho. But I'd give him a 7. I think he was a real workhorse and helped combat a very strong ball side. Henderson, I will give a 10. Goal and assist, really, really good performance from Henderson. I think he's come on so strong in the last few years, from almost being sold for Clint Dempsey to being the captain of Champions of the World, soon to be, hopefully, touch wood, frantically, Champions of England. Really, really strong, and you can see what it means to him, and kudos to him because he embodies this team. And alongside them, oh my God, who played in midfield?
Chamberlain.
I'd give him a 7. I thought he was good. I think at times he struggled. You could see his frustration when Mo Salah doesn't necessarily pass it to him when he should have. But again, he works really hard. He helps to combat a very, very good Wolves midfield. And we've got to remember that these three Wolves players have been playing together a long time. They've built up a really good system and they're performing well this season. So fair play to Ox for coming back into the team after injury and helping to perform. I think, you know, when someone's frustrated after they're substituted, that's a good thing. It shows they're hungry and it shows their desire. And so fair play to him. Hopefully he gets more minutes in the coming weeks and continues to impress. For me, the front line differs. I think Mo Salah probably a 7, maybe a 6, on the basis that he was very, very good in terms of his technical play and, you know, creating chances and opportunities, but his decision making wasn't always there. I think there's two opportunities in the second half he could have squared it to a teammate, especially one where Minamino is free and he doesn't get slotted in. But, you know, it's hard to complain about Mo Salah when he's creating these chances in between the lines. So 6, maybe 7 for him. I think, you know, it's just one of those moments where he's so desperate to score because he's done all the hard graft. But maybe in another instance, if he just lays it off to a teammate, it's a bit more comfortable for Liverpool. Sadio Mane, hard to rate because of his injury, obviously. So on that basis, I'd give him a 6. I think he was good. Hopefully the injury isn't too serious. We don't know the full extent of it yet. Minamino comes in, does a decent job. 6 as well for him. I think there's more to come from him, and he's obviously not a winger. He's a player who likes to operate in between the lines, and so it'll be good to see him in that more familiar role like he played against Everton in future weeks. Hopefully he can kick on if Sadio Mane is out, which would be a bit of a blow. Roberto Firmino, for me, is an 8 or a 9. I think I'm going to go for a 9 on the basis that he scores the winner. His time play up really well together in the first half, dropping off the defenders and creating space for others. Second half, we get the formation change. Salah goes up with him. They struggle initially, but obviously he's there when the moment matters. To come back from a miss like he did after some really, really strong work and then put in the winner, I think says a lot about his character and the way he just keeps on going, and that kind of embodies this Liverpool team as well. So for me, really good performance from him. Obviously, if he can finish those chances earlier on in the game, then it's a different story. But he does the business when it matters and probably delivers a harder finish than his other chances. So I'm going to give him a 9. Origi comes on off the bench, does okay. I think it's hard to judge because he's not on for too long. But he battles well and he, again, has that physicality that Liverpool needed to see the game out. Fabinho, for me, is the one who is the standout in terms of the substitutes. He comes on second half when Liverpool maybe need to get a bit more control of the midfield. He battles really well. He establishes a tempo. And to be honest, he kind of sets the pace for Liverpool to go and get that winner because he allows Henderson to be more progressive. He allows Genie to push up the field and he allows a space for those players to operate more further forward. So for me, I'm going to give Fabinho a 7. On the basis that he obviously didn't start the game, but he did perform well. And yeah, Origi a 6.
There you go, that was Leanne's player ratings. On the way back from the match, we did record the instant match reaction. His little snippet from that.
I was saying before we recorded, I've watched us do that Aston Villa away. We watched Southampton away. There are these games where Liverpool just get over the line and do it and stay top of the league. And you were speaking about it before, where 1-1 could have been a good result. It would have took us one more point ahead of everyone else, but instead we've gone out there and ground it. You can tell by the substitutions Klopp made. Yes, it was sort of a defensive substitution with Fabinho, but it allowed us to be more attacking. Klopp wants to go out there and do more. And this team, me and Ross were doing the news, and they all want to get in the gym early, that kind of thing. There's a mentality about this squad. There's a mentality now among the fan base of, we are going to win the league. Literally nothing is going to stop us winning the league. And I absolutely love everything about this team. Everything about, whenever I speak about Liverpool, it puts a smile to my face. Whenever I think about the games that I've been to and the things that I've seen this season and throughout Klopp's tenure, it puts a smile to my face. Even the bad times, because I know they've led to this point. And Leanne, how many points ahead are we in the league now? It's
16 with a game in hand.
16 with a game in hand. That is ludicrous. It shows no sign of stopping either.
Yeah, I mean, I think tonight was a performance that's more about grit and determination and, as you said, their mentality of this team. They keep going, they keep striving. And you look back to Villa, and Villa and tonight is probably the games where you're looking at it and going, that's where Liverpool did win the league. That's the turning point, because Villa, they show their mentality, they show their willingness to come back from the brink. Tonight it was easy to kind of just take a 1-1 or to shut up shop or try and really just defend against the Wolves team, who were really, really going at it and showed their qualities. And instead Liverpool go up the other end. Firmino, who just missed a great chance, goes and buries it, and Liverpool are top of the league. Everyone's happy, 16 points clear. You can't ask for much more than what Liverpool are doing right now.
Thank you for listening to the post-match podcast after Liverpool beat Wolves by 2-1 at Molineux. Make sure you check out all the rest of the post-match content and keep an eye out for all the pre-match content ahead of Shrewsbury.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.